He's as dynamic as they come with the ball in his hands in space. He's a matchup. That is Mike McDaniel on Keaton Mitchell, adding that Mitchell has a lot of pass game value that he hasn't been able to really represent, and calling him a playmaker that I'm very excited about. Those quotes ran back on August 4th, just before this week's window, per 444's Chargers beat citing ESPN reporting, alongside the substantive part. Mitchell is showing well in pass game situations in camp. The June preview called this signing the drafting of a coordinator's imagination, and meant it as description, not insult. Mitchell's actual recent production was modest, 59 carries for 341 yards in Baltimore's rotation, but at 5.8 yards, a carry, on top of a career full of absurd per-touch numbers wrapped around a 2023 ACL tear. We said every headline number he owns is a per-carry number on volume too thin to trust, that no established pattern covers a player like this, and that the real evidence was the conviction. The Chargers guaranteed him $5 million, and the general manager volunteered that Mitchell was one of two names on McDaniel's free agency wish list. Usage, we said, was the only thing left to verify, with 8 touches a game as the line between gadget and weapon. This week began the verifying. Camp reports placing him in pass game situations and showing well in them are the precise shape of the Miami role the whole thesis rests on: wheel routes, jet sweeps, space touches. He is behind Omarion Hampton and always will be. The question was never the depth chart. It was whether a real complementary package gets built, and the coordinator is now describing that package out loud while practice reports show it being installed. Does the June read hold? Confirmed. The wishlist conviction is converting into visible camp usage, which is everything August can offer a player whose bet was scheme fit. The knee and the touch counts still have to prove out in games. Next week, actual preseason touches against San Francisco. How often he motions out of the backfield, and whether the count trends toward that 8-a-game line. We'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.